Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll go down some alleys, have a safety lesson, and celebrate the month of June and the birthday of a state. A couple of weeks ago, I was stopped in a left turn lane waiting to get onto the freeway when I looked in my rearview mirror just in time to realize that the pickup coming up behind me was not going to be able to stop. Sure enough, he plowed right into the back of me. Fortunately, there were no injuries and relatively minor damage. But as I went to pull off the side of the road, the other driver got on the freeway and took off. Now, of course, mine wasn't the first traffic accident ever to take place. That happened last week on May 30th in 1896, when the first automobile accident in the U.S. occurred in New York City. A Duryea motor wagon driven by Henry Wells from Springfield, Massachusetts, collided with a bicycle ridden by Evelyn Thomas of New York. So here to commemorate Henry and Evelyn's collision are some driving safety tips, beginning with Jack Hilton and his orchestra.
Hey, hey, look out there, boy. Where do you think you're going?
I'm going across the street.
Hey, listen, you want to be careful, you get hurt. Don't you know you've got to
look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, both morning and night. You'll get along, you won't go wrong, doing the curb step now. Click both your heels, that is the way. Look out for wheels, go right on your way. You'll get along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Take care, beware, don't walk over in a trance, unless you wish to ride in an ambulance.
Look straight ahead, look to the right, look to the left, now you've done it right. Go right along, you can't go wrong, doing the curb step now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah land. I see a great day dawning. You better heed my warning. Stay on the right side of the road.
Hallelujah! Some automobile safety tips on Rapidly Rotating Records. We began the show with the British band of Jack Hilton recording in London on January 22, 1930, with some good advice. Don't cross the street in a trance unless you want a ride in an ambulance. That was the Curb Step with the vocal by Sam Brown. Now, if you go to look that record up in a discography, you won't find it in the C's. The British spell curb not with a C, but a K, K-E-R-B. After Jack Hilton, it was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra and a song written by Ralph Freed, John Van Epps, and George Van Epps, Stop, Look, and Listen, waxed April 15th, 1937. The Van Epps family could just about make up their own orchestra. John and George Van Epps were sons of early banjo star Fred Van Epps, who you've heard on this show. George played guitar, John played tenor sax, and brother Freddie was an arranger and trumpeter, and Bobby played piano. And we just heard Al Boley with the Ray Noble Orchestra, March 16, 1933, and Stay on the Right Side of the Road. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, vintage music from the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 31st, marked the birth in 1894 in Cambridge, Massachusetts, of John Florence Sullivan. You may know him as comedian, radio star, and satirist Fred Allen. He appeared in vaudeville and Broadway shows in the 1920s and starred as master of ceremonies with partner and wife Portland Hoffa in reviews such as The Passing Show. He hosted his first weekly radio show, the Linnet Bath Club Review, in 1932. In 1934, Allen starred in the Sal Hepatica Review, which followed the Ipana Troubadours at 9:30 on Wednesday evenings on the NBC Red Network. The two shows were combined into the Hour of Smiles, which lasted for 4 months until it was renamed Town Hall Tonight. Fred Allen wrote much of his own material for Town Hall Tonight, but often deviated from the script with ad-libs and satiric comments usually aimed at the sponsors. The program often ran overtime, forcing the network to cut it off in order to air the next program. Town Hall Tonight was on the air until 1939, when it was renamed The Fred Allen Show. In 1940, Allen left NBC to host the Texaco Star Theater, which aired on the Columbia Network until 1949, and in 1953, he migrated to television, starring in the Colgate Comedy Hour and Fred Allen's Sketchbook in 1954. He appeared in a few short subjects in the early 30s, and in 1935 played the manager of a theatrical troupe in Thanks a Million. He also appeared in Sally, Irene, and Mary in 1938, played himself in 1941's Love Thy Neighbor, also starring Jack Benny, and made his fourth feature film, It's in the Bag, in 1945, which also featured Benny. During the 50s, he worked mainly as a guest on other comedians' radio and TV series and was a regular panelist on What's My Line. He wrote two memoirs, Much Ado About Me and Treadmill to Oblivion, before falling victim to a fatal stroke on March 17, 1956. One of the Fred Allen Show's most popular features was Allen's Alley, in which Allen traded witticisms with regulars Senator Claghorn, played by announcer Kenny Del Mar, Mrs. Nussbaum, played by Minerva Pius, and Titus Moody, played by Parker Fennelly. So here in honor of Fred Allen and Allen's Alley are some songs about alleys, beginning with the Washingtonians. Thank you.
accessory. Dressed in calico just a month ago, she joined a Broadway show. Oh, she don't know her old friends now. When they pass, she'll never bow. As she goes by with head up high, you'll hear each neighbor cry. I know her and she knows me. She lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Big high heels and silken hose, Paris hats and Paris clothes. But why should she turn up her nose? She lives down in our alley. I know her and she knows me. She lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Big high heels and silken hose, Paris hats and Paris clothes. But why should she turn up her nose? She lives down in our alley. Just to see if she made good, the bunch from our old neighborhood spent a lot of dough, went to see the show about a week ago. So when the card announced her name, La Belle Marie, well known to fame, they heard a voice yell, "That's a lie," from the gallery high. I know her and she knows me. She lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Her French ways are all a bluff. She's as French as Patty Duff. I wonder where she gets that stuff. She lives down in our alley.
I know her and she knows me. She lives down in our alley. They call her La Belle Marie, but her right name's McNally. Her French ways are all a bluff. She's as French as Patty Duff. I wonder where she gets that stuff. She lives down in our alley.
I know you and you know me.
Yes, she lives down in our alley.
They call me La Belle Marie.
Yes, but her right name's McNally.
My French ways are all a bluff.
She's as French as Patty Duff.
I wonder where she gets that stuff. She lives down in our alley.
Going all the way back to July 1st, 1915, that was Irving Kaufman on an Edison Diamond disc, and She Lives Down in Our Alley. Before Irving Kaufman, we heard a clarinet solo by Johnny Dodds as part of Lovey Austin's Serenaders in August of 1926 on In the Alley Blues. And we started off with Duke Ellington and the Washingtonians recording for Columbia on March 22, 1927, and Down in Our Alley Blues. This same 10-piece group had recorded for a couple of other labels as Duke Ellington and his orchestra and Duke Ellington and his Kentucky Club Orchestra. The Kentucky Club was located on West 49th between 7th Avenue and Broadway in New York, and prior to 1925 had been known as the Hollywood Club. Some Alley songs in honor of Allen's Alley and Fred Allen, born May 31st, 1894. And I'm Glenn Robison, born considerably later than 1894, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Have a request for a particular song or artist? Well, you can send your request or your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Well, this being the first show in June, here is a set of Rapidly Rotating Records about June, beginning with the Ipana Troubadours.
Thank you. with you, just you. A place to dream, to love and scheme, a paradise for two. My only wish is to taste your sweet kisses. Give me a night in June beneath the moon with you, just you.
Say, I'm all set, come on and get an earful. When I started reminiscing, you will hear a serenade. Don't mind the sound, just stick around and be cheerful. Someone just said that I'm okay. Right after me, they named the day. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. She got a brand new broom for me, cleaned off the blues and gloom for me. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. Though we'll soon be wed, it seems like an age. I count every calendar page. We've got the month of May to go, then we'll be in our bungalow. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about a night in June beneath the moon. Mr. Moon, there's a tune for the bride and the groom. Oh, Mr. Moon, here's what you will hear around June.
Brother Green, you take this here woman for your lawful wedded wife. You promise to love, honor, and obey this here woman. Brother Green, you also understand that by the bounds of marriage, you're supposed to keep this here woman's mother.
I met her dad and all the folks I made the grave by cracking jokes. Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. She likes the sound of groom and bride. She only reads the railway guide. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you. We'll have a junior and a sister or two. That's if all our plans will go through.
I met the parson, he's a sport. He's going to make it very short. So, Mr. Moon, we're crooning a tune about you, you.
Thank you. we'll go far and wide on our honeymoon. All the world will seem in tune. All our friends and relations will start celebrations when we're married in June.
Some songs for the month of June. We started off with Irving Kaufman once again, this time with the Ipana Troubadours, one of a number of Sam Lennon's pseudonyms, others being the Arkansas Travelers, Broadway Bellhops, OK Melodians, New York Syncopators, the Melody Sheiks, Phil Hughes, Frank Auburn, Lloyd Keating, Jerry Fenwick, and Wally Edwards. That was Give Me a Night in June from 1927. Next it was Joe Mooney and Dan Mooney, better known as... That's right, the Sunshine Boys, and I'm crooning a tune about June, written by Benny Davis and J. Fred Coots. Joe played piano, and the duo was accompanied on that May 6, 1929 recording by Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, Tommy Dorsey, and Dick McDonough. We've heard a couple from Irving Kaufman this evening, but the vocalist on the last song of that set was Irving's brother Jack, with Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra on January 7, 1930. We've heard a couple from Irving Kaufman this evening, but the vocalist on the last song of that set, We'll Be Married in June, was Irving's brother Jack, with Adrian Schubert's Dance Orchestra on January 7, 1930. That Sterling 78 was credited to Don Jose and his orchestra. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at www.kisl.org and available on demand anytime at all online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week on May 29th in 1848, the 30th state joined the United States of America. The 30th state is... Okay, I'll give you a hint. Its name is the Chippewa Indian word for grassy place. That's right, Wisconsin. The wood violet is the state flower, and the robin is the state bird. The capital of Wisconsin is... Oh, no, not Milwaukee. Madison. Now, I guess every state has its state bird, flower, tree, song, and so on, but Wisconsin is the only state I know of with an official state soil. On September 14, 1983, Wisconsin adopted Antigo silt loam as the state soil. Professor Francis D. Hull chose it as the state soil because, in his words, it's scattered through a dozen or so counties from east to west and is versatile. So here to commemorate Wisconsin's statehood are some rapidly rotating records having to do with Wisconsin, beginning with Eddie Cantor.
Are you alone? boat, just let me telephone. Hello, Wisconsin, won't you find my Yanni Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen just got off the boat by him and how she wants him. You'll know Jan Jansen, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump with joy when he hears I came, 'cause my Yanni boy gonna change my name from Hansen to Jansen in Wisconsin. Goodbye. Hello. Hello, is this you, Yanni? Oh, my, you're looking fine. This is your sweetheart, Hilda. I just came from Stockholm, Sweden. I came over on a fast boat. We was 32 days getting over. And Yanni, you know, I sold all of my pigs to get here. I sold all of my pigs. But I don't care so long I got you. And Yanni, have you been working lately? Have you any money? No? You have no money? Well, this is not your Hilda. Oh, I'm so sorry he ain't gone. Central, please get me back, Wisconsin. Hello, Wisconsin. Won't you find my Yanni Johnson? Just tell him his Hilda Hansen just got off the boat by Jiminy how she wants him. You'll know Jan Jansen, 'cause he's over 6 feet high. He'll jump with joy when he hears I came, 'cause my Yanni boy gonna change my name from Hansen to Jansen in Wisconsin. Goodbye. High. He'll jump with joy when he hears I came, 'cause my Yanni boy gonna change my name from Hansen to Jansen in Wisconsin. Goodbye.
some rapidly rotating records to celebrate Wisconsin's admission to the Union as the 30th state on May 29, 1848. We started off with Eddie Cantor and Hello Wisconsin, written by Harry Ruby, Burt Kalmar, and Edgar Leslie, and recorded November 5, 1917. Harry Ruby and Eddie Cantor met in Toledo, Ohio in 1915 and became lifelong friends. After Hello, Wisconsin, it was the Wisconsin U Skyrockets in May of 1928 and Postage Stomp. And we finished up with Bill Carlson and the Wisconsin Roof Orchestra in April of 1927, and There's Everything Sweet About You.
Our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at radiofreeworld.com.
Last week, May 29th, marked the debut in 1939 on CBS radio of the serial drama When a Girl Marries. According to the show's intro, the tender, human story of young married love and dedicated to everyone who has ever been in love. It presents the story of a young couple of different backgrounds who marry despite many difficulties. In their marriage, they struggle against family interference, social differences, and gossip in the typical soap opera town of Stanwood. During its 18-year run on CBS, the show went through 3 organists, 11 directors, 8 announcers, and 4 Harry Davises. But for 18 years, the part of Joan Field Davis was played by Mary Jane Higbee, who also starred in the romance of Helen Trent. So here to commemorate When a Girl Marries are some songs about marriage, beginning with The Rollickers.
Thank you. to sing their pretty melody. What a wonderful wedding that'll be. And as we go strolling side by side, they'll harmonize, here comes the bride. What a wonderful wedding that'll be. The man up in the moon will be the preacher. He'll tie the knot for you and me. Now we never miss those shady palms. You'll honeymoon right in my arms. What a wonderful wedding that'll be.
Thank you.
Some wedding songs to commemorate the debut on May 29, 1939 of the CBS radio serial drama When a Girl Marries. We started with the Rollickers with Fred Rich and his orchestra and Wedding Bells from February 19, 1929. Next, it was the Rhythmic Eight and What a Wonderful Wedding That Will Be, written by Irving Kale, Sammy Fain, and Francis Wheeler. And we wrapped things up with the Coney Island Jazz Band in 1919 from a Jeanette 78 and Under the Honeymoon. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.